When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hi guys.
Also here is Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
Healing frequencies open.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So, I like science fiction-y things, so I thought I'd nerd out a little today and just talk about all the things that could go right different science fiction things.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's start with Star Trek, an excellent philosophical discussion about space and stuff. Your silence means that it's great.
Our topic is just Star Trek in general.
Well, you know, pick a piece that you like.
Like, not like a specific, captain.
I'm trying to give you a broad category on which to discourse.
Okay, so are we ready for the internet to, stone me? Okay, so I have not seen much.
I don't think they're going to send you much stuff that's going to get you stoned. Sorry.
You never know. I have not seen much Star Trek.
That's okay. What have you seen?
Me either.
I've really only seen, original Star Trek.
That's the best one.
I mean, I don't like original Star Trek, but that's okay.
I think we all know what can go wrong with original Star Trek. It's super campy and, occasionally, a bit on, the cringy side when it comes to some of the alien species they meet or situations
they're
end
all
up
just
in.
Something that Captain Kirk can have sex with at
yeah.
the end of the day.
It's just, like I said, a little cringy.
You might try Next Generation. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
They start out with sex stuff right away, too, in season one, though.
Yeah, you could just skip season one, though.
There's weird sex stuff?
You go straight into season two. Well, really, it starts with a weird Q thing.
Mm-hmm. It feels weird, but also good.
It's very confusing, really.
See, I think that, for me growing up, the thing that was wrong with Star Trek was that it was, my uncle was really into Star Trek, and my mom was not into Star Trek. And so when I was little, Star Trek was the divisive thing that made people not get along. And so I kind of avoided it for a really long time because I saw it as this giant wedge.
My family did that with religion and politics.
Yeah, well, with my family, apparently it was sci-fi television.
I guess we were a little bit more on the traditional side.
I've seen a couple of movies, but one of the only things that I can remember about one of the movies is that it, they were hopping around to different planets.
Mm-hmm. They do that.
They were, visiting old captains.
Old captives?
Captains, the Enterprise. Is that a thing? Or did I make something up one night when I was sleeping?
Sure. There's time travel all the time.
I mean, I could see them visiting random captains, sure. I mean, some of them get to retire.
Yeah, anyhow. This was weird time travel-y stuff, though.
Is always odd in its sense of, it's all about the scientific mission, and then randomly people die horribly, and for no reasons, really. Just gotta spice it up a little.
Well, science is dangerous.
Yeah.
Science is dangerous, children.
Space is dangerous.
Space is super dangerous.
Space is amazing. And slightly dangerous.
And then you start doing stuff with physics, transporters.
I want my teleporter so bad.
When you just said space was dangerous, in my head, I just had this vision of, somebody, zooming into hyperspace and then out. And then when they zoomed out, things weren't put, the spaceship had disintegrated and things had gone bad. And I was like, man, that's the transporter right there, right? You transport in and all of a sudden, your ear is on somebody else's, toe. And you're wearing the wrong hair.
Yeah, in the first movie, they had the transporter not properly calibrated. And they teleported a couple of people on board, and they were, I don't think they showed it, but they imply that, ew, it's a big messy pile of them begging to die.
Yeah, see, that's lumps. Just... Oh, so scary.
That's why you gotta be really careful with your advanced science.
Not good.
Gotta do those calibrations.
Alright, let's talk about a science fiction piece that's a little bit maybe something that Chrissy has seen. I don't know. We'll find out. Firefly. I enjoy it for its odd western-y space theme how economics doesn't work whatsoever in the show, but it's still fun.
I'm really, really looking forward to season 5 next year.
Yeah, I mean, season 2 through 4 was pretty good. I mean, we're going to have to see where they go with season 5.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean... I feel like they've done so much already.
It's true. I feel like this is just like Chrissy... I don't like Firefly at all.
That's fine.
I don't know why. Like, I think that it was, like, talked up to me too much.
Nah, too much hype. That can really bring things down.
Well, so in the beginning, it was... I hate Westerns. Like, I just... I don't know if it's because I like grew up in one or what, but
that
I'm
makes sense. I mean, you did grow up in Murderville, so I'm just imagining that there were shootouts constantly.
I basically grew up in the Wild West.
I'm pretty sure that's where it is. Yeah,
just north of where I lived growing up, there's like a ghost town that is full of just hermits now, and you ghosts. Go like it just and you know it's. It is. It's like the freaking Wild West. There's horses. Anyhow. Ghost I don't horses. Know if that's it. I don't like Westerns. And everybody was like, oh, it's so cool. It's like a Western in space. I'm like, not a great sell. Like, I'm not, like, it's like we're talking like Fistful of Dollars. Like, don't really want to see that on the moon. Didn't really want to see that on Earth. So I kind of avoided it for a long time. And then one day I was like, I had to clean. I was like, I'm just going to watch the whole thing while I'm cleaning. And the whole time I was watching it, like I didn't like it until like the last episode, and then it was done, and then I was just mad because I was like, okay, I'm finally invested in this show that I have not liked this entire time I've been watching it, and then it broke my heart. So
yeah,
so it was a redemption story, is what I'm hearing.
No, it was horrible.
Yeah, it sounded like a waste of like 13 hours of her life.
Yeah, just to find out that I finally liked a thing that I couldn't have any more of.
But that's life. I mean, you know, you gotta that's grasp not why what I you watch. Can, and then, no. you know, you have no. the memory.
That's not why I watch shows. I watch shows so that I can get away from life. I don't need any of that realism stuff in my media.
Well, I mean, that's definitely a lot of not lifelike things happening still.
True. Also,
for the average
life
give liver.
Like, is like Adam Baldwin? Like,
yeah, kind we of... don't need to talk about that.
That jerk face.
So, like, that could go wrong.
Thanks. Yeah, that's true. That is a piece
give
that I would
a dude
have to
a microphone. Yeah.
All right, let's go switch up a little bit. How about a science fiction novel? I held off on reading this book for a while, but when I read it, it was quite enjoyable. Old Man's War.
Oh,
it was a good piece of science fiction.
Old people, get them off the planet.
I did enjoy that it definitely started significantly different than most science fiction novels I've read.
So I am just going to assume that this is a book about old people fighting each other.
Oh, totally.
Like muskets? Like, yes. I'm guessing that they were just like, oh, hey, you know, newfangled machines, none of that. Let's fight with muskets.
It's the Golden Girls with bullets.
It definitely started
out
that way.
Oh, that sounds great. Thank you for being a friend.
Blam!
I did enjoy that the first 4 or 5 pages is all talking about the space elevator and how expensive the space elevator was.
They're super expensive.
So, and now I'm just going to assume that the space elevator is just an elevator where they stick the old people that failed in the war, and then they just project them into the sun.
Yep, pretty
much. I mean, that's definitely one theory that's talked about in the book.
Yeah.
Man, I should write.
You should. I mean, you're practically spot on with where my first expectations of the story was going.
I really don't know anything about... Like, who wrote this book?
Oh, gosh. Probably a dude.
Yep.
It is science fiction.
Yep. It's a fella.
Okay, so a fella wrote it.
Oh, well, you know,
I mean,
bet it's...
I give it a thumbs up for a good read. Mo gives it 2 thumbs up.
Wow.
Well, then.
That's 3 thumbs up. That's one more than I have.
It's true, from the Hayes clan. 3 thumbs up.
I only have 2 thumbs. So 3 thumbs is impressive.
Truly. Alright, I'm going to really
hope... But wait, what do you do with your extra thumb?
Can't tell you. So, Star Wars. Have you seen any
thing. Of those?
All right, let's move on to a Chrissy topic. Please, anything about Star Wars that you have enjoyed that could clearly not go wrong?
Okay, spoilers, so we're talking about Star Wars? Okay, we do need to say this really quick. I am going to talk about spoilers in like 3 seconds, so if you haven't seen The Force Awakens, you should shut this off.
Too late.
Oh my gosh, Han Solo.
He gives you all the feels.
Just gone in the blink of an eye, and I was not prepared. Like, I knew it was coming, and I leaned over to the person I was watching the movie with, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is not going to end well. And, like, I was getting ready to, like, bury my face in his shoulder, but I still, like, even knowing it was coming, I was not prepared, and my heart shattered into just a million pieces, because I was destined to be with Han Solo.
Wait, I thought you were destined to be Han Solo.
Either or.
Well, now that he's gone, you can step into the role.
I don't want the... Like, I just... Oh, broken.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the Han Solo rule is the same rule as the Highlander rule.
There can be only one.
There can be only one.
Well,
and Chrissy, you will be that Han Solo.
I am up for the challenge, let me tell you.
You have my vote.
Dang, Oh, Star Wars.
Chrissy,
so many
for
feelings.
Supreme Ruler
too many
as
feelings.
Han Solo.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would love to see Chrissy as young Han Solo in the next Han Solo movie.
Mm-hmm. I accept.
So
thank
good.
You. Thank you for your offer, Disney. I will take on that role.
Well, just sign here on this dotted line.
Sign. Life given
binding
over.
Binding contract done.
I just sold my soul to the Disney devil.
Oh, or Star Wars.
I don't think Disney believes in souls.
Oh, well, you know.
No, those don't give money.
Yeah.
They do believe in rocks because they can squeeze milk and money from those. And blood and tears.
You know what? Also, like, I just don't think that there's enough money for me to see Star Wars enough times.
It's
no,
true.
That's
I mean,
and it's not.
You could, like, buy a movie theater just to watch Force and Awakens, like, over and over and
yeah.
over and over.
And it's
going to
be out
over
of theaters
soon. And over and over again.
The like, Star that's... Wars saga is 4 of the most enjoyable movies I've ever seen.
It's yes. True. Exactly, and only 4.
I didn't really enjoy 4 through 7.
I have to tell you, though, that I'm going to be nice to the people that like 1 through 3, because...
No, yeah, everybody's entitled to like their thing.
Yes, and, you know, the dick song, I won't.
What?
I wish I knew who to give credit, because I don't know who actually sang the song first, because, and it's on YouTube, but it's the It's Okay to Not Like Things. It's okay, but don't be a dick about it. It's okay to not like things, but don't be a dick about the things you don't like. And that's how I feel about Star Wars 1 through 3. I'm not going to be a dick about it. They just were not my jam.
But it's also okay to express frustration with a cultural artifact that isn't your jam.
Yes. Well,
I feel it's always okay for you to have a pleasant discussion on the fact. You just don't have to mock someone about their views.
Right. Like, it's okay. It's okay to like Star Wars 1 through 3. And I will tell you that...
And it's okay to not like Star Wars 1 through
3. Tumblr has kind of made me want to like Star Wars 1 through 3 because there are some just mad good gift sets on Tumblr that make those movies seem amazing.
Yeah, like everything with Jar Jar Binks, the savior.
I also like to watch those movies and pretend that Jar Jar Binks is totally a Sith.
I mean,
because those movies are awesome.
Sith,
if he
or
is evil,
he's, you know,
like if
Jesus
if he's,
Christ reincarnation story,
it's rough.
If he's just along to mess up the whole thing,
the Binks duality,
yeah,
it makes sense.
It really does.
And this is where our new podcast is born, where we just talk about Star Wars just for hours.
Oh,
we'll
gosh.
Bring it about every once in
guys,
a while. But we're gonna
it's
have
a nice jacket.
Like, cut
it
off
suits
pieces.
You.
They do have a nice thing going.
Oh my goodness. Space smooches.
Oh my gosh.
And I think we're going to end smooches. On that high note. Space smooches brought to you by Joy. Well, I think that's all the time we have for tonight. Why don't you give our audience your fond farewells?
Oh my gosh, you guys, and little BB-8 and his little crush he has on R2-D2. I just really like that movie.
Heart throbs.
So this is me giving y'all a thumbs up. You can tell because it's on fire.
Fire thumbs. You know, it's really good at that point because he's given up his thumb for this vote.
Yeah, they're just like listening. Toes.
Keep your toes.
Bye.